Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Hello, beautiful Soul to Soul Wellness listeners. It's wonderful to have you here and especially to meet today's special podcast guest. Did you know we can muscle test our bodies through a modality called kinesiology? Kinesiology, in the context of therapy, is a holistic approach that uses muscle testing and other techniques to identify imbalances and address the stresses in our mind, body, and spirit. It's a complementary therapy that aims to restore balance and promote well-being by addressing the root causes of the imbalances in our bodies. We can pinpoint our weaknesses in our bodies through muscle testing. Can you actually believe that? I really love kinesiology, and kinesiology has been a part of my self-care toolkit over the last decade. Kinesiology is one of the healing modalities that I first introduced my daughters to when they were young, to help them understand the magic of their bodies through this fantastic experiential healing session. We were able to identify for my youngest daughter her dietary requirements through muscle testing when she was about 4 years of age. We discovered she had a few dietary intolerances through attending a kinesiology session, and this enabled us to support her with her health immediately without any blood tests or having to visit any GPs. She had what appeared to be sleep apnea, where she would snore, stop breathing in her sleep for up to 10 seconds at a time, that I actually witnessed. And she would wake up easily. And so I knew she was never getting a full night's sleep, which is so important and affects every area of your development. And within 2 days of adjusting her dietary intake, based on the feedback from her kinesiology session, she stopped snoring. Absolutely mind-blowing to her father and for myself at the time, and showed us the power of kinesiology to support us on our healing journeys. Bailey Dick is a passionate Sunshine Coast-based kinesiologist and yoga teacher dedicated to guiding others back to their true essence, one with divinity, perfection, and infinite potential. With a deep love for German new medicine, all things natural, she weaves together ancient wisdom and modern healing to help others reconnect with their innate wholeness. Through kinesiology, energy healing, and yoga, Bailey empowers individuals to release blocks, restore balance, and remember that they are already everything that they seek. Bailey is also hosting her very first boutique Italian yoga retreat in Puglia from the 7th to the 13th of June 2025. So if this piques your interest, listen to our soul chat today and you can learn more about her retreat in today's podcast episode, as well as all the other amazing topics we dive into and go exploring together. Bailey is currently manifesting an incredible experience for her guests in Italy later this year. Now, manifesting is something I know all too well about, and I'm so excited for her to gift her guests this amazing soul transformative experience. Manifesting is something I love to support my clients with. And what I find myself talking about with manifesting is the all-important decisive energy that is required when we are deliberately manifesting in our lives. When you decide that your dreams and your desires are going to be your reality in your life, this is exactly what happens. This big decisive energy is the kickstart energetically, the rocket fuel metaphorically, which creates the powerful momentum for you to manifest, propelling you forward in your life and making your dreams a match for you energetically. This decisive energy signals to the universe that we are embarking on this beautiful manifesting journey. And then, of course, layered with taking inspired action steps, continuing to listen to your heart's guidance and staying on path will lead you to manifesting your desires. I absolutely love exploring these dreams and desires with my clients, especially one-on-one, and so much so watching a lot of my clients making their dreams come true for themselves brings me so much joy, because I do believe we are here to create incredible experiences for ourselves in our lives, and that in fact we are creative beings. We are here to be living, breathing, creative beings. Everything we do is creative. Every single thing. So we are meant to use our creative energy to live a creative life, breathing life into our dreams and desires. And in turn, we get to live, to learn so much more about ourselves. I'm getting to support my clients with more of these manifesting desires, breathing to life their soul desires, whether it's business related, whether they are calling in their soulmate partnerships, dreaming through their next career, desiring to travel more, taking these big leaps in their life into their next up leveling. This is my jam. Sounds so exciting, right? And as I talk about dreams and desires, what lands in your soul for you right now? What is that next dream or desire that you are wishing and you're going to decide to make your reality? And in this space, I get to play with my beautiful manifesting community. And if the idea of manifesting gets you excited, I've created a fabulous Super Manifestor free virtual masterclass on my website, soultosoulwellness.com.au. So after today's podcast episode, go and have a watch of it. It's going to give you loads of tips for you to curate your own manifesting process in your own life. And in this masterclass, I walk you through my manifesting process, which I've curated through trialing this for myself in my life. And I've also integrated in there how my clients are manifesting successfully for themselves. And I bring all this together in one amazing masterclass so that you can fast track manifesting your own dreams and desires, if indeed you are desiring to learn how to manifest intentionally and with clarity in your life. Now, in my life, I've consciously manifested my own soulmate, married now for 21 years, together for 24, and our successful family businesses, which service Australia-wide, my business, which services globally, my sporting career, playing elite level soccer for 15 years, starting our beautiful family, learning to manifest in partnership, which is so, so powerful when you know how to manifest in a collective. Whether I'm supporting my daughters with manifesting their dreams or my husband with manifesting his dreams and the dreams that we are manifesting together, this is a normal occurrence in our family home and in our daily lives. I use our manifesting process and the one that I share with you in Super Manifestor to buy property, to coordinate our travel adventures overseas, to host my very first international retreat with my gorgeous co-manifester, Kat Moakes, and in Bali this was. And on a side note, we're so excited about hosting our second retreat in Bali later this year. I also use my manifesting process to attract new clients into my business to work with me and so much more. And here's the thing, we can all manifest. We are already manifesting every single day. And when you learn how to manifest intentionally and that you can actually manifest all your dreams and desires consciously on purpose, you start to live your life with more intention and purpose every single day, because you will only want to manifest your dreams and desires. It is exciting, it is fun, and you'll never live any other way when you commit to your manifesting journey for the rest of your life. You want to curate and create a life that you want to experience from your soul. Now, if you'd love personal support with this and you feel that the knowledge and expertise of a manifestation coach like myself can help you with this, please reach out via Instagram at kvlatros, soul to soul wellness. Today's special guest, Bailey, is a super manifester too, and she shares with us what she's currently manifesting alongside her Puglia Italian retreat in June this year. She is co-manifesting a phenomenal dream of hers, which I know you'll love hearing about. She also shares how she likes to reach out for support when she feels wobbly with her manifesting dreams, which I loved hearing so much, because this is where a manifestation coach can support you as well, because we want your dreams to come true. So sit back and relax, learn about kinesiology with me, and I'm absolutely thrilled to introduce to you the beautiful woman that is Bailey Dick. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast today, Bailey. How are you going?
I'm so well. Thank you so much for having me. Nice to be here with you.
It's nice to be here with you too. I'm actually really excited about the possibility of chatting to you about the beautiful things that you're doing here in our world. And for anybody that does not know you and is new to your beautiful work, Bailey is based on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. And currently, Bailey is doing a combination of yoga and kinesiology. Is that right?
That's right. Yes. Yes.
And I'd love to start by asking you, what is kinesiology for anyone who does not know?
Yes. It's quite complex. So this is something that I am asked often. So I hope I explain it clearly. But kinesiology is muscle testing. So I'm physically testing the muscle, although it can be done online, but it's asking your body what it needs. So chiropractors developed this way back in the day when they discovered that muscles were linked to organ groups. So say someone, a mix of patients came in and they all had a bad gut. They found that the same muscles were weak on these patients. And then they delved deeper and realized they were linked to the meridians. And then, as we know, the meridians feed into the chakras, and the meridians have associated emotions that are evolved with them. So by muscle testing, we're just looking for those weaknesses in the body, and then we can bring them to the surface and discuss the issue and ask the body what it would like to bring balance, to bring some strength back to that weakness. Does that make sense?
It's awesome. Yes. And so how does going to see a kinesiologist, how do you then help support the balance and bringing the body back to its natural well-being state?
Well, it's all natural remedies are brought in, and we ask the body what it needs. So basically I'm just being like a waitress, and I've got all of these lists of things, and I'm just muscle testing, going, okay, is it this one? Is it this sheet? No, it's this sheet. And it could be something like a flower essence. It could be as simple as just talking about something that's been held in the body from so many years ago that's never been spoken about and it just wants to be addressed. It can be holding points, working with the meridians, all natural, like gentle remedies to bring balance back.
What are your clients coming to see you for? Are there any themes that are coming into your healing room? What are you noticing?
I notice that there definitely tends to be waves, like you have waves of similar themes. Like common is and something, you know, I need to look at in myself and I've witnessed in my mom is like women with adrenal fatigue, women spreading themselves too thin, kind of giving too much, like mamas wearing all the hats, and then there's depletion in the body that is common. Especially in today's world, I think when we are encouraged to be so masculine and do so many things, always give out and not really taking that time for self.
So kinesiology is helping us to reconnect to our feminine. Would that be correct?
Well, yes, definitely for women and even men back to their masculine. Yes.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
How does that work?
This kind of threads more into the German new medicine as well. This new that I'm studying.
Let's go there.
Yes, let's go there. So it's basically like from a biological perspective, like women are nurturers, we're receivers, and the men are meant to be more providing, protecting the feminine, but it's being quite kind of skewed lately with women being encouraged or kind of maybe, yeah, led in that direction of doing more, wearing all the hats. So it's so common that women are trying to be the masculine as well and kind of run things behind the scenes, which is pushing the man out of the masculine, leading him to be more feminine, which is causing disharmony. And it's so subtle, and I've seen it in myself. We don't even know that we're doing it. But it's coming back to, okay, as the feminine, having trust that the man masculine is taking the right direction, they're leading the way, they've got it, and then we can be back and just kind of our receiving, letting things flow. Yeah, so that...
You mentioned the word trust.
Yes.
Is that something in both the masculine and the feminine we need to be connecting to more? Does it ultimately come down to trust?
Oh, 100%. Yes. Yeah. The man trusting that for the masculine, a lot is around his territory and feeling respected. Mm-hmm. So trusting that he has that in order. He has his territory in order. He is respected by the feminine. And then the feminine is that surrender of like, okay, I'm secure. There's the path forward. I can just really lean into trust.
You got specific examples of what that might look like for someone listening that may not know what masculine and feminine means, like in layman terms?
Yeah. So we have both in us, like we all have masculine and feminine, and they are both needed at certain points. Like when a mom is breastfeeding, she will be in her masculine because she has to be on guard to a point. Like biologically, way back in the day, she would have been like, okay, are there any predators around? I've got my baby. I'm in a vulnerable position. Like I am on somewhat. And then she can, as the baby gets older and she feels a bit more safety, she's not in that so much of a protective state. She's more in her feminine flow. And the feminine, like I think of like Indigenous, the feminine, like the woman, it's more of that, which we both have, but getting the insights, getting the downloads of where the animals are. And then they let the men know, and the men have that role of like, okay, the women, they had the download that kangaroos are going to be here, and then we can go out and hunt for them. So, yeah. And then masculine, it's more of that sturdy, yeah, the territory protecting the women, the women's protecting the children, and then paving that way forward, the more forward moving energy.
Wow. Yeah. So how did the calling of kinesiology find you?
So many, many years ago, you know, when you hear something and you feel it in your body, you're like, oh, there's something there for me. It wasn't quite the time because, you know, some time went on and then I was having a chiropractic adjustment and she did some muscle testing on me. And she linked it back to, I wasn't dating at the time, and that was something that I did yearn for, but I wasn't consciously aware of it. She tested me and she's like, you have a sense that you don't have the energy, you're too tired. I'm like, oh, that is spot on. That's exactly how I feel. And then it came back to when I was younger having chronic fatigue. So I had like this theme of holding on to this little bit of trauma around being exhausted, and then anything out of the normal seemed too much. It was like, no, don't have the energy. I'm going to stay here safe where I am. So just even addressing that and bringing that to conscious awareness, I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. And then I was able to shift that and go out and date and have fun. So that was my first experience. I was like, wow. And that was just from a little bit of testing during a chiro adjustment. And then a few months later, I had a full treatment. And that just completely blew my mind. I was like, oh my God, I haven't told anyone this. Like, how do you know this? And then I ended up doing my studies with that woman and, yeah, never looked back.
Wow. And so how would you use kinesiology to support yourself now? Do you still do that?
Yes, I find I love to go and see someone else and have that full receiving experience, because with yourself, as much as I – you know, try to be really clear in the moment, you can be a little bit biased and be like, okay, that's a big thing. I don't know if I want to dive into that today. But if you have someone else, then you're just taking all of your energy out of it and just receiving what's needed in that moment. So I still meet up with women from my course and we do swaps, which is like so beneficial.
Is kinesiology something that you are best to experience in person, or can you offer them via online as well?
Yeah, you can do online. I think it's a personal preference thing. Some people prefer it in person and that, you know, physical muscle testing. But like, I have one client I meet with monthly and he's in Germany and I just test myself. So I tune into his energy and I'm just here with all my sheets testing myself, but with the intention of feeling into what he needs and doing it that way. And he loves it. So it's, yeah, it is a personal preference thing, whatever feels best for you, I guess.
So kinesiology sounds like another form of energy healing.
Yes, absolutely.
Energy knows no distance.
Yes.
So you could be anywhere in the world. I know I offer energy healings online, so it works the same way. So if where our energies are connected and the intention is to heal, yes, then the healing is going to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That is very cool. And before we jumped on the call, you did mention that there's a new obsession in your life now that we've mentioned Germany.
Yes.
I feel like we're being nudged to talk about it. So what are you using now? What is this new obsession that is coming into your life?
Yeah, it's similar to that call I had with kinesiology. Like I first heard it mentioned, it's called German New Medicine. When I was studying kinesiology, I was like, oh, there's something there. And then some time went on and it was mentioned again. And I was like, okay, I'm going to look into this. I'll give you the backstory. There was this German doctor many years ago, and he was a regular practicing doctor, you know, prescribing this, prescribing that. And his son was shot. It was like this real tragedy out of nowhere. His only son was shot. And then after that, he developed testicular cancer. And he was like, this is so weird. I do all the things. I'm so healthy. And he interviewed other patients with testicular or ovarian cancer and realized that they had all been through a loss. And he thought, okay, there's more here. And his son, who had passed, actually came to him in a dream and said, yes, you're onto it. Keep going, keep going. So he went further and he looked at the x-rays of the brain and realized that all of these patients had the same marking on the brain. And then he looked into other things like pain in the body, you know, everything's in the thyroid, and saw that they'd all been through a similar trauma and they all had the same marking on the brain. So the theory is something happens in the psyche. So you experience something. Then it happens, there's a marking on the brain. So that's why you're in the conflict. And when you come to resolution, so for him, the resolution was making peace that his son had gotten. That took some time, obviously, and was very hard for him, but it was like, this is how it is, made the peace. And then the cancer comes out. And it came out there because it was his only son. Biologically, his body was sending energy to his testicles to make more sperm, to potentially make another son, to keep his family name going on. And same with women in the ovaries, it's like sending it there to have the chance to have another baby, to keep producing. Like, it is a very biological, reproduce, protect kind of process that the body is doing and healing. So I love it because it takes the fear out of symptoms, the fear out of catching something. It's like, no, you process something, your body's now just going through the motions to have that heal. So wow. Very fascinating.
How can you bring that into your sessions, your kinesiology sessions?
Yeah, so I'll just ask the body, like, it's always complete trust in whoever's coming in for the session, that their body knows what they need, and not letting my views get in. So I just muscle test, okay, is this anything related to German New Medicine? It'll be a yes or a no. And then going further into it, if it is a yes. Because energy, yeah, as we said, like, energy is so amazing that, yes, it might be linked to that, but actually this person just needs their heart chakra to be healed. And then on that level, that will just wipe away all of that and they can move forward.
Yeah, it's just really beautiful how we can use gentle healing modalities to support us, especially in a world where we are go, 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 you know, to just slow down and pause. And even, you know, a kinesiology session can help you to reflect. And even that reflection can be a healing in itself.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. That moment to just pause and, yes, be like, okay, I have been through quite a bit. And I see a theme of, yeah, that keeps on coming up. Just that time, isn't it?
I used kinesiology when my daughters were young as one of the ways of helping them learn how to connect to their own bodies. So in school holidays, I would take them to a local kinesiologist and they loved it. They absolutely loved it. They worked with a couple of kinesiology practitioners, and they kids are fascinated because, you know, you get to use their body, they get to see what's happening, and it gets explained to them as they're going through the session. Like, it's quite a lot of fun for a young person to be introduced to kinesiology, as opposed to just, say, going to see a doctor and sitting on one end of the consult room and they're on the other end of the consult room, and it's an experiential healing session.
For sure. And they get it, you know, like there's less conditioning there about how things work and you need this, you need that. It makes more sense to them, and they receive it so well because of that.
And to walk away like with the flower essences, which is always exciting.
Oh, they're so good. They're so magical, the flower essence.
You have a beautiful retreat coming up in Italy very soon, actually. Did you want to share a little bit about your retreat with us while we're here chatting on the podcast?
So I would love to. So it's in Puglia, which is the southeast of Italy. I've never been to Italy, and that's why I picked a retreat there, because I'm so excited to go. But it's meant to be quieter, quaint, less busy, less touristy. It's from the 7th to the 13th of June, so 6 nights. It's in the most gorgeous, lush, delicious villa, amazing pool, like the rooms each have their own bathroom. It's just stunning. And we'll do yoga twice daily. So of the evening, it'll be a really yummy yin into yoga nidra or restorative practice right before bed. And then in the morning, a beautiful flow to kind of really get you grounded in your body, get moving for the day. We have organic food is being prepared for us on the land mostly. So it's like on some farmland, I know, and there's like orchards. So even in the morning, you can wake up before the yoga and just like go pick a bit of fruit from the tree outside and then have your practice, have a beautiful brunch. I'm going to plan some day trips because there's some really gorgeous little towns nearby, but I want to keep it open and spacious too because of this busy life that we're, you know, living and talk about, so that if you want to just relax by the pool and have a snooze and read your book for that day, you can. You know, it's not going to be like really, really packed.
Beautiful. And it's an intimate number, isn't it, of people coming? So it's not a large group, is actually quite a beautifully sized group, so that if you are wanting an intimate experience, retreat experience, this would be the perfect one to go along to. And who doesn't love Italy? Like, honestly.
And one night we'll do a fresh pasta making class in the villa. So this beautiful woman's coming and we're going to cook together and eat delicious pasta. But yes. And
What are the room share options? Can you get like twin share? Are they all private?
Yeah, so there's 7 spots in total. There's 3 spots remaining, 1 twin share remaining, and there's 4 beautiful women who have booked so far. So 3 spots left, 1's twin share and 2 are double room, single use, so your own room, yeah.
Excellent. And you can, where do you fly into to get to Puglia?
So the nearest airport is Brindisi. So that's, you kind of feel it's best if you get a connecting flight. There's there's a big festival happening in Rome. So it is a little more expensive to fly into Rome for June. So personally, we're flying to Milan and then getting a connecting flight down south to Brindisi.
Cool. Yep. And there is so many flights are coming to Rome, and you can also fly in via the other European cities because they're all so close and so connected. What I love about Europe is that everything is so, it's just so easy.
Yes.
Totally. You know? And it's a calling, right? You'll feel the calling in your soul to want to go. So really trust that if that's coming up for you now while we're talking about it, I'm sure it will be amazing.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And it's your very first retreat. That's even more special.
No, this seed that has been planted for years, you know, like I've always seen it, like this retreat in Italy, and there was just this shift. Last October I started planning, and the energy that was running through me, it's like I didn't even need to sleep. I was just so excited. You know that feeling, right? And you're just looking up.
Yeah.
Yes, it's so exhilarating.
And it's happening. We were talking about it before, when you're receiving your downloads or your ideas and they're just flowing through you, it really is what life is showing can happen for you if you choose that path.
Yes.
So, and we always have free will with our downloads and our dreams, and, you know, we can say yes, or we can say no, not now, or do you know what? Maybe not in this lifetime. Like, we always get a choice.
Yes.
So, but I really believe that we need to be making the best of this life and do as much as you want and just go for it.
Not.
Yeah. So anyone watching now or listening and you've been wanting to go to Italy, maybe now's your chance.
Come join us.
Lynn, you mentioned yoga. So how did you find your calling to yoga as well?
So yoga, that's a funnier story, because I got into yoga very much so for the physical. I was very early 20s, and a good friend at the time, she got into Bikram and she was just like ripped. And I was like, what? And was that time where we were kind of, the body image was really important and quite the obsession. So that was my focus. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to get that fit. And then started going to Bikram, which is intense as anything and amazing. It kicked my butt. But my mom and my stepdad, they started saying like, you're way less snappy. Like my hormones balanced out, because I used to have the most intense cycle pain. And then that just literally went, I couldn't even fathom it. And with that, like a lot of the stress and anger really softened too. So I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much more in this than just the physical. I was sleeping better. I just loved it. So I kept at it. Even through my studies, that kind of kept my head above water, kept me out of that stress state, because I was studying financial planning, became a financial planner. I lived in Melbourne, was working there, and just miserable. It wasn't me, you know. It was not where my soul was meant to.
The opposite of you, Bailey.
Oh my God. And it was not right. You know, I was constantly going through these conflicts, getting sick. I was thinking, oh no, I can do this. I can do this. But it just wasn't for me. And yoga did really save me in that time. It did kind of keep my head above water. And I thought, oh my gosh, imagine if that could be something I could offer to others, you know, this beautiful, beautiful practice. So I left financial planning and went to India, did my teacher training, and I never looked back. Loved it.
Wow. And you didn't even study it here. You were like, I'm going to India. How did that find you? How did the course in India find you?
That was just so much using work time. I was just looking everything up, and I picked a part of India that down the south in Goa, because I love the beach, I love the warmth, and it seemed someone I hadn't traveled so much back then. It was a bit of a softening into India. They kind of say it's like the Portuguese India. And it was like very gentle and so beautiful.
And how long ago was that?
That was in 2017. Yeah, 2017. So 8 years ago. Yes.
Wow. And do you want to share how people can work with you if they'd love to join in any of your yoga classes that you offer here on the Sunny Coast?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram. I'm Bliss Yoga Kinesiology, and from there you can, or just go straight to my website. There's a yoga timetable on there, and you can always reach out if you'd like any more details. But yeah, Instagram, website, and then you can pop in for the email list if you would like to be a part of that.
Very, very cool. And I can attest to Bailey being an amazing kinesiologist, and I've attended one of your yoga classes and it was amazing. And so anybody that is feeling called to want to connect with you, listen to your intuition and just follow the call. And you just never know where it's going to lead you and what unfolding is about to happen for you when you trust yourself in that way. Now, Bailey, I specialize in intuition and manifesting. That's really important to me. So I was wondering if it was okay with you, if I could ask you, what are you currently manifesting for yourself?
Yep. Absolutely. So for a while it was the Italy retreat and like seeing that all come together, but I have complete trust and faith. And now it's a baby. I've just got engaged. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm not so worried about a wedding. Like that seems like this is a beautiful commitment. And I would love to have a baby in the next.
Oh,
yeah.
It's happening.
Yay.
So what would your manifesting process look like for someone who would like to know? What do you do for yourself when you manifest?
I definitely visualize especially around the new moon. I like to write out intentions because it's like planting those seeds in the dark soil. And then when you get to the full moon, like seeing where you're at, seeing what seeds are starting to sprout, or if you need to change course in any way, if you're not following through on those intentions, like I kind of check in. But I find it very helpful. Like with my yoga, at the start of each practice, I encourage everyone to set an intention. And then for me, it's this beautiful opportunity to see what I'm manifesting once again and just hold that vision and feel into it, see what it feels like, and trust that it will unfold. And if not, it's something better is coming. It's better than you can envision it.
And sometimes with our dreams, especially the bigger dreams, or if we haven't experienced it yet and it's a new dream, there can be that period we were talking about it off camera of feeling wobbly around our dreams, right? So what do you do when, if you kind of get to that point where you're like, oh, I don't know if it's going to happen. Like, is it going to happen? Like, have I made the right decision? What do you do in that space?
Personally, like we were speaking about with the Italy retreat, I had a lot of fear and uncertainty come up, and I did seek support. Like I find it so nice to be held by someone else and guided through that. So for me, what came up was this link to my childhood, and when my parents were both my age, that I am now 33, they hit this roadblock with following their dreams. So there was a part of me, like little Bailey, little 10-year-old me, she felt that in them, and that following your dreams isn't safe. So I did some work in healing little Bailey, and now I feel like, oh, it's done, it's fine. But I mean, it's a case-by-case thing. Wobbles are part of the process, aren't they? And sometimes you might be able to just write it out yourself and keep coming back to that original seed, that original vision. And sometimes a little extra support just goes a long, long way.
That's beautiful. And I think for people listening and watching, they'll get so much from understanding how you walk yourself through the process, because a lot of times we don't actually talk about the hard parts. We just talk about what feels easy and what is easy. However, like it all goes together. So, you know, the element of the dream, and then there's effort that is required when it comes to bringing a dream to life. And for everyone that looks different. And then there can be that part where we feel stuck and we're kind of like, is this really going to happen? Or it's the universe just testing us or just saying, yeah, it's coming. How much do you believe in it? Yeah. And, you know, and so persistence is really important. And I believe that when we decide it on anything, if we decide that something is going to happen, then life changes everything to meet our decision, whatever that decision is for us, rather than wishing or hoping. Like, wishing and hoping has a different energetic frequency, right? But deciding and sticking to that decision no matter what, that is next level.
Yeah, we are so powerful. We are so powerful, aren't we? And we forget sometimes that we can do that. We are creating everything and we just need these reminders.
Which is really beautiful. And so intuition is the way that I live my life intuitively. In every way. And I know you are too. And I'm wondering, what does intuition mean to you? And how has your intuition, listening to it, supported you to get where you are now?
That's such a big one. I feel like I've always felt, though, you know, that gut feeling and that you just know if it's a yes or a no. Something I've just kind of beginning to really overcome in my journey is that saying no when my whole body's like, nope, do not want to do that. But being, you know, previously this people pleasing way, I found that so hard to say just no, not today, or, you know, like, that was the hardest part. And so I would go to these things or do these things that I didn't want to do, and they were so depleting because I knew, like, my intuition had told me, that's not for you, don't do that. So that's been a beautiful lesson, is always following your yes, but following your no too, and being okay with it. And not everyone is okay with it too. No one, you think that it's going to be this whole thing and they'll be like, oh, she didn't come to this and she said, that's not the case at all. Everyone's fine. It gives them permission to say no if they want to. And yeah.
It's also a beautiful way of people getting to know you, because I often will say, if I get invited somewhere and it's past a certain time, people know not to invite me.
Right.
They're like, it's past 9 o'clock. Kay's going to be in bed. Or when I first decided to stop drinking alcohol, and instead I would love a glass of water, that was a big deal for people. And the resistance that came up around being okay with having a glass of water, I was blown away by people not being comfortable. Now it's different. Now it's different. It's really interesting what your no actually means.
Yes.
And my daughter has a way of saying no, and she just says, I'm good, thanks. And that's her no.
Mm.
And I watch it and I think, oh, my God, she says it so nicely that you can't get offended, but you know it means no.
Fantastic. That's so, yeah, how beautiful to watch that in your daughter.
What would be your tip for how to say no?
I've kind of learned you can, if it's too hard to say just no, which it is, you know, I would say, can I get back to you? Or I might have something on. Like, little white lies, I think, are okay. And then slowly you can become stronger in it. Yeah. Yeah. So
you get comfortable.
Yeah. Yes. And comfortable. Yeah. Base of honoring what you need, what you know is right for you. And then I am noticing I can be, it is coming out easier, like, oh, no thanks. And it's great.
The more we practice it, right, the more we practice it, the the better we get at it, like anything.
Totally.
Like anything.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, is there anything else you would love to share with our listeners and watchers today that's on your heart?
I guess I would just love to share that with all of this work, right, with everything, it just comes back to like our perfection with the work that we do. I feel like, I don't know how you feel about this, but this reality that we're living, it's like we've had this moment of separation from our truth, which is just like pure consciousness. And with that comes that feeling of separation and all that's involved with that. But like the intention that I hold with my sessions is just remembering the divinity and just how pure we are without all the stories, without all the crap. And if we can just remember that for ourselves, like things will just flow easier.
Mm. That's beautiful. And I actually did have written down divine connection.
You did.
The last thing to talk to you about is written on my piece of paper here, right down here. And so it's a reminder. Why is our connection to the divine, why is it so important in leading a fulfilling life, do you think?
I think this life, we've got like light and dark, and there are constantly reminders of both, and it can be hard. Like, you know, it said this life here that we're living, that's the hard part. Like when we pass on, when we're in the next phase, that's just like pure, easy bliss. So coming back to that connection can really help us through these waves that we do and will continue to ride.
And how do you spend time connecting to the divinity within you?
Meditating, although that kind of has its ebbs and flows as well, but time in nature, just being, like trying to not have a constant list of doing, but time carved out to just be. Yoga always, yeah, journaling, quiet time with myself for me. Yeah.
Sounds absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
And on that note, thank you so much, Bailey, for joining me today. I love your gentleness. You have such a beautiful, gentle nature. And I really am looking forward to you selling out your retreat and hearing about your beautiful experiences over in Italy in a couple of months.
Oh, thank you so much, Kay. Thank you for having me. I so appreciate you. It's been amazing. Love chatting with you.
Me too.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soultosoulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.